looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host and life coach, Lisa. And you know what? Today, I'm welcoming you to another version and series of Dating Your Diet and what this whole we created it was to shine a spotlight on things that will help lighten the load of life's challenges, as well as help you fall in love with food and your lifestyle. And under the category of lifestyle, It's going to sound maybe like, what? What are we talking about here? We're going to be talking about hair, your crowning glory, the looks, the locks, the love. And okay, so is it odd? Not really, because you know what? Each and every one of us have to deal with our scalp on a daily basis. Whether we decide to put a hat on it or to let it flow or to shave it or to cut it, color it, all those kind of things, there's a lot more tied to the top of our heads than when we just casually think about it. I have brought in this incredible, like, you can't imagine what one person could know about hair and scalp and the wellness of all that going on. So I brought in a hair care wellness expert. Her name is Sandra Didomenico, and I probably know it, Didomenico. I'm going to say that again. And hello, Sandra. And
hello.
How are you? And you know what? It's funny is that we all can go through hair loss, hair damage, hair thinning, and all these different stages. And I know I've been through my own, as well as Sandra's going to share some like intense stories that will be so touching, first of all, but also I know that people are going to connect. So I do want to talk about Sandra. She is an entrepreneur, and she has helped thousands of men and women bring their hair back to life. As an independent market partner with Monet Global, I think it's, yes, is that correct? Monet Global?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know the word global was in there. That tricked me. Okay. So you have grown a thriving, successful business all over North America for the past 2 years. And basically, mm-hmm. you're offering naturally-based hair care solutions and anti-aging hair, that's fun, care products to revive the hair and strengthen hair follicles. See, and this is where I'm reading this, and I'm like, because you're right, it's not just about this, like, from a foot away from your head, it's all the stuff inside. So basically, Sandra has evolved into a direct sales as she's found it to be a brilliant business model to leverage her time and create a residual stream of income. She is a mentor to many others who follow the business model and where she offers positivity mindset coaching, and she really, really does. She strives to empower men and women to conquer their dreams. As I say that, I do want to invite you, and we'll be inviting you throughout the show, to reach out to Sandra. She is a really fun person to connect with on Facebook, and I'll tell you why. She has a gentle, sweet, loving, Sandra, I love your voice, and I love how you deliver it, but your face Aww. And your and how you do your live Facebook, when you're doing live Facebook, you're just so inviting and welcoming, and I just want to watch you do all your fun hair stuff, and whether you're showing products or talking about foods that feed the body and keep you healthy, or stress management, or just having fun. So mm-hmm. Well, that was a weird intro, but I'm just so excited. I just bring you on right now. So hello and welcome.
Hello, and thank you so much, Lisa, for having me on the show. Honestly, this is a true honor, and I enjoy sharing hair talk, hair chat, and wellness in regards to the hair, because it's your confidence level. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, good. I know, and I'm always excited, but goodness, this one, about an hour before the show, I really gear up and quiet everything in my life just so I can focus. Mm-hmm. But today it was like hours before, and I was like, oh, wow, there's this about hair and that about hair. And really, I want to highlight that it's about the scalp, actually, and our scalp mm-hmm. is skin. And it holds follicles, and we love skin. Skin is our largest organ on our body. It detoxifies us. It can get poisoned. It can get mm-hmm. sick. And then mm-hmm. there's a result. So when I met you and found out that there's this really cool, well, not just product, but it's like solution, mm-hmm. I thought,
I've got to learn more about this. And my goodness, I was going over like the centuries of what mm-hmm. hair means and mm-hmm. the history, like even in the Victorian era where they were saving hair and making rugs out of them and tapestries mm-hmm. and oh, mm-hmm. and we all even know how you can save, like we all save our baby, you know, the baby's first little curl, the little mm-hmm. lock of hair.
Yes. Yes.
So that's to kick so this off, you were talking about, because self-confidence is a big thing, self-worth. I want to just jump right in and ask you about your personal story, your hair story, and mm-hmm. how that's maybe changed your energy, and I mean like spiritual too, like your liveliness, your essence, your spirit. How does having better hair change your life?
Oh my goodness, it can totally have an impact. There are so many people who have bad hair days and then they end up staying home, believe it or not, hiding out in their homes because they're embarrassed to go into the world with the hair that they truly don't love. And so I was sort of in that position where my hair, I have curly hair, and God, you know, God bless my parents, my father, actually, I inherited it from him. It's Italian hair, and love the curls. But before gel came out, I had nothing. So my mother was braiding my hair forever.
Mm-hmm.
It was painful. So, you know, and then the era of big hair was in fashion. So that's great. But, you know, in my later years, when I started to lead a professional life and got married and wanted to have that professional presence, I didn't feel professional because my hair was all over the place. It was dry. It was frizzy. It didn't matter what I used on it. I just couldn't find the right balance, the right moisture, or maybe it was, you know, inexpensive products that I was using and the silicones and the harsh chemicals that were in it that were drying. Mm-hmm. So I also had two kids. So, you know, hormones get sort of out of whack as a result. And then I had 5 clumps coming out of the shower, like shedding, over excessive shedding. So that was alarming. And I thought, okay, something is off here. And then Monate was introduced to me, and I started to use the products, and literally it detoxified my scalp, cleansed my scalp, and my hair became more moisturized, more hydrated. Mm-hmm. And then my curls started to define. And then I started to feel really good about myself because I could wear my hair down, whereas it was always in a ponytail before because it just didn't have any shape. Didn't matter what I did to it, cut it short, grow it long again, cut it short. I'm trying to find that happy medium. So,
yes.
Well, you know, can relate a little bit, Lisa, because
I love that you actually brought up detoxify. So,
yes,
and we're going to jump into this. But so I've had guests on before where we've talked about colonics. We've talked about detoxification. Mm. We've talked about like inside the body. But
Right. Really
to think about how our scalp needs to detoxify. And this can be from like environmental pollutants. It can be the chemicals mm-hmm. we put on it. And it can mm-hmm. come from inside too, because we have what our diet. Like, all, if, let's just say reading a diet full of toxins, maybe not full, but, you know, there's a buildup. And that's actually, here's another word, buildup. It's not just buildup on the outside.
It's a buildup
on the inside. And I want to jump into that one thing that you had said. Here you are, you're a kid, being the braids. Oh, my gosh, I remember my mom used to do my hair in Bo Derek style because I have curly hair. And let me tell you, that hurts. Like, that's pulling.
It hurts.
And women who have, they'll recognize this because I have had hair extensions at some point in my life, and those hurt too. And there's a lot. So here we are suffering in a different way. So here we are. Mm-hmm. We're not happy with the hair, so we're suffering. And then we have to do something to, you know, make ourselves feel better so we can step out into that world. And then we're suffering. And then, mm-hmm. and it can, and I love that you highlighted it, really can, you want to go from one stage of life into the next and be professional. What happens? Have you come in contact with people, women or men even, who have mm-hmm. literally not been able to accept a job or a position and make like a living, or, you know what I mean? This is what we're talking about, money now. So mm-hmm. has it affected their income?
Nobody that I know per se. Well, I had a client, that's not true. She works in an office environment, and I think she's very funny. Right? So I think she passes it off because with her humor, to be honest.
Wow.
Right? So, but she did stress to me that it's very challenging sometimes to go into work because she's embarrassed about her hair loss. Like, it's visible now. So this is, you know, this takes place in middle-aged you could start as early as late teens, because the teens are under stress with university, and then you go into having children, and then it throws your hormones out of balance, and then you go into having menopause or early stages of menopause, where the, you know, the male hormone comes into play, so that throws it off. And then there's other measures like thyroid or medications, or, you know, so it can be a whole pattern of deficiency or lack of something out of balance in your system, and that's what's causing the hair loss today. And I think, Lisa, you can appreciate too, the value of nutrition in our foods today is not the same like it used to be in the old days when they were making rugs out of hair, right?
Right. Yes, yes.
Where are we going to get that abundance now?
I remember my first introduction to, and maybe this one sounds familiar, I'm sure, across the board, when I was little. I wasn't even really thinking about hair, but my mother used to make us oatmeal, and
right.
she would put flax seeds in there, and she would say, you have to eat your flax. It's what makes your hair shiny. It's what the horses, how the horses get that shiny hair. And so
that's,
I remember.
Brilliant.
I knew that. So that was very nice. Of course, she relates it to an animal so that I believe her, right? Because I love animals. But, and that's so true, because you think, okay, so what about flax? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's our omegas? It's the oils.
Yes.
What's going to keep us and lower our inflammation. And mm-hmm. So did you know, so when you're struggling in your own personal story and you're thinking, oh, my God, like we all kind of know, how many bad hair days a week does a woman or man have on average?
Okay, so 3 bad hair days per week, which is 20 years of bad hair days over a lifespan.
Oh, my God. I didn't read the rest of that. 20 years. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a waste.
I know.
What a waste.
And I did. I probably wasted about 10 years.
It yeah.
was after having my first child till my second. It was horrible.
It was just a whole. And so during that, this is intense. So you think you're in time. Are you realizing that this could be, first of all, corrected? Are you realizing that there, like, besides.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
it all stems from the cleansing of the scalp, like we said, and using the right ingredients. So that's where Monique comes, you know, into play, where it is the right blend, and it's based on 11 oils from around the world that are feeding the hair follicles, essentially, because we lose our oil reserves as we age. And then, you know, because we're lacking in nutrition value and all that, we're depleting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using an inexpensive shampoo that contains parabens and all that and silicones, you're just adding to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You're not correcting anything. So we need to cleanse the scalp, add the omega fatty acids and the beta carotene and the antioxidants back into the scalp, essentially. And then there's other key ingredients as well that we have that help with scalp inflammation, strengthening of the hair, thickening of the hair follicles, and then, you know, helping the shaft, and then reducing the production of hormone, like the DHT hormone, so combating against it.
Okay, so that's where I want to go right now, because you just brought up the hormone that one of the more popular prescription drugs is being taken by men mostly, that we, you know, we're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to go, a man might be thinking, I'm thinning, I'm balding, I'm going to go on this prescription and correct it through my hormones on the inside. What are the, well, can I ask that? What are the dangers of this, and what, is it actually fixing anything?
Mm-mm. Well, not really, because it's like a bee, the DHT hormone, you know, if you notice male pattern baldness or any sort of male hair loss, usually typically is in the front. So it eats away at the hair follicles, and that's the area, like bees attacking a beehive, right?
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah, it is. Now, it can be genetic and hereditary, but there's also stress factors involved. So the combination of adding the hormones and if you've had a major post-traumatic stress in your life, or you're going through something quite traumatic, it can take an effect on the hair loss as well. So you will see results in that.
You know, that's the one thing I can relate to, because that was the I've always had a tremendous amount of hair, like just lots of it, and beautiful. And I'll do my own damage to it. We'll talk about the external chemicals later. But when my mom passed, I thought I was fairly good with it, like. I was expecting it, and it was, you know, like, there it is, okay. But that's when I actually did lose most of my hair, at least 60% of it. And then that's when I reached out to hair extensions, which was a nightmare, by the way. And holy cost. Like, oh,
yes,
the money.
That's you. Know, I know.
Yes. So, so this is something that, like I said, we both acknowledge men and women go through this, and it's different stages in our lives.
That's
and
right.
Yes. And what is so funny, when babies are born, they have all kinds of crazy different hair patterns, don't they? Passes here and all tufts over there. Is there
yes.
any, there's no, like they're healthy when they first come out. So they're
yeah.
all shiny and new. And did your babies have lots of hair when they were born?
Tons of hair. and that's great. However, I did help a child recently, 8 years old, who's got patches, you know, and it could be for whatever reason. He could be lacking, you know, protein deficiency or too much vitamin B or not enough vitamin B. And those are the things you need to do. So sometimes a great measure is to go get your blood checked,
yeah.
see if there's any underlying issues, see if, you know, the vitamin levels are out of whack or not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still today, unfortunately, doctors only know about, you know, there's two products on the market and they contain a small amount of a drug in it called minoxidil. So that's what they're offering, but they don't
okay.
really. So you want to steer away from that because that is, that can be affecting of the blood pressure if you have blood pressure or there's side effects. So please read your labels before if you're diving into any of that. But consider the natural option of using Monate because it's naturally based. We don't have any of those harsh chemicals.
That's right. And so as we've got about 30 seconds before commercial, I want to just highlight too that the side effects of any drug is really important to note because I know even with that particular one, there's a lot of it can affect the brain and the mental aspects
yes.
about it, or whether it be our moods or aggression or
mm-hmm.
depression. And so I always go to food. That's what I first do. Go, oh, well. If this is a drug that they're taking, which food
mm-hmm.
helps support that pathway in the body? But
mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I get to share a little bit about my story and we'll learn more about healthy scalp and healthy hair.
Awesome.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the next segment of Light on Living. We are here with Sandra, who is our hair care wellness expert,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of everything going on. And Sandra, I want to jump in by sharing this as, you know, the vibration of somebody, like somebody's joy, their spirit, their essence, is affected mm-hmm. by so many things. It's our mood. It's how we feel about ourselves and
yes.
what we think about ourselves. And it's also how we look at others, not judge, I don't want to use that word, but how we look mm-hmm. at others. And I mean, I put pink in my hair. I'm a blonde, but I put the pink in there because I want to make other people, like, I want to look like a little colorful rainbow kind of out there. And And I think we can all think of that, but we can also, I just want to share this when I was in my, I don't know if I was in my late, I think it was in my late teens, early 20s. And I had really awesome, great curly hair. And I said yes to doing a hair show. And I said yes to them cutting it off. And yeah, and I went super short, like an inch and a half short. And so all these curls were right tight to my head. And I remember coming home and knocking on my dad's door. And then he didn't, who was it? And I remember wanted to cry. And I said, Dad, everybody's going to think I'm a boy. And it was so devastating to me because I felt that I had lost my femininity. And so that I can even say, and we're not even talking, you know, I wasn't losing hair because I was sick or my thyroid was off or I had a baby or anything. This is just a different look. And it traumatized me. So until my hair grew back to a decent, what I felt like a girly length, I just wanted to hide as well. And it really affected my joy. It affected my vibration.
Oh, and for sure.
So when you literally have worked with thousands of people, men and women, what I would love for you to share some really like incredible life-changing stories when you see that hair just go, what to what?
Yes. Okay, perfect. So yes, I have this lovely woman who has now joined me in my business because, she joined her cousin who introduced her to the product and she had tried everything on the market. This poor woman, you know, she's about my age, 4 kids, you know, she's having some health issues, but felt really embarrassed, was at the point where she was going to go and get a wig and had tried everything on the market until I had introduced this to her cousin, who's a hairstylist. And then she forwarded it to her and said, listen, just do me a favor, just try this one more time and give it a shot. And she did. And my gosh, did she ever get results? And this woman is beaming today. Let me tell you, I'm so excited to share this because I actually interviewed her and I have it on YouTube. She is just exuberating this confidence now. Aww. She's not embarrassed. She's back to who she was. She lost weight. She feels great about herself. She's walking around with this presence and just attracting all kinds of people. And yet she was so shy to share her story. But I looked at her and I said, you have a story to share with other people. And there's so many people who resonate with you. If you don't share this gift that you were able or this miracle that you were able to, you know, experience, think about all the people you could help. You have to share this. So she went public and she posted on her Instagram account and she started getting phone calls and messages. And it just went crazy. And I'm so happy for her today.
I am so happy for her too, Dana. I think that's the thing is, what if we, you know, all the people listening right now to Om Times Radio, it's they're possibly light workers, they're healers, they want to step out there, and it does affect us, and that's why I love these stories so much.
It really does. But can I tell you the best part, Lisa?
Yes.
The best part is she turned to me and she says, thank you for changing my life. Like literally, if you didn't tell my cousin and my cousin didn't tell me, and if I didn't look up to you to like keep going with this, I wouldn't be where I am today. So that in itself is the, like I get goosebumps. It's the most rewarding feeling in the world that I've helped somebody.
And you've also helped prevent and stop in somebody's tracks. Like my mother, she did lose her hair from the chemo and everything, the radiation. So she did have the wig.
Yeah.
And I remember her like being happy that she could go in public with him. But I remember she's like, well, you know what, Lisa, what happens is, first of all, if you lose your hair and then you have to wear the wig, it's itchy. It's irritating. It can cause sores. And it's hot. Like, like if you're in pain, everybody in pain knows that their temperature skyrockets. Mm-hmm. They're hot. And so here you are. Maybe you do all your makeup and you get your wig on, now you're sweating and it's, you know, running down your, like you're not comfortable.
Yeah,
so when you talk about sharing that joy and that light, that's a really big thing. And so when we're talking about, okay, so there's two things. What is hair? First of all, what is actual hair made of? So for me, I think of like the proteins, it's like, you know, keratinized proteins. And so it's not that it's dead. It kind of is dead. Like, I mean, it's grown out of your head and it's there, but we can actually still transform it if it's damaged. So say it's not internal thing.
We can basically bring it back to life. So
yes. So I want to hear some stories about bringing it back to life.
yes, for sure. So someone who would dap into extensions or because they don't feel good about themselves or because they want longer hair, quicker, faster, Look at all the wonderful platinum blondes today, which look amazing, and the gorgeous colors that are out there. You know, we want to have fun with our hair too at the same time and experiment and try new things. And then at the price that you pay for that, in the end, is breakage, it's damage to the hair shaft. The cuticles become very open and porous. And, you know, then there's that frizziness, the split ends, and then it's hard to repair that if you don't use the right products to go with those. If you're going to go that route, make sure you're, you know, taking care of your hair in the end, right? It needs to be nourished.
Actually, this is a great question for me to jump in on this one. So I remember I was going through that, and I thought, oh, well, of course, I'm going to go with food. And so I started, you know, piling on the coconut oil, or I was making my own little masks of eggs and avocado and olive oil and then doing that. But now there's a – not a problem, but there is, you know, some problems with that.
Yes. It's too much of one thing, and it is – of course, it's natural and organic shampoo is great, but it's only going to clean the surface. It's only going to maybe do a little bit. It's the right science. It's the right synergy, the, you know, the combination of how Monate has put the science together to create the hydration system, the volumizing system, and then close the cuticles, repair the shaft, seal the split ends. We have a split end mender that seals split ends in 1 minute. It's incredible. Yeah. Yes. And it's the nutrition value, putting the nutrition value and replacing, replenishing your oil reserve, because you lose the oils, right?
Yes.
You process the hair, as you leave the bleach on too long. Like, we can't, sometimes if we're at the hair salon, we don't know, they're putting it on you, the peroxide and the bleaches, but sometimes if they leave it on for like even 1 minute too long,
yeah,
then you end up with breakage.
That's kind of like toast. If you leave that toast in that toast oven, just like you're like, ah, I just got
through that. It's like overcooking something, your hair.
Yes, actually, that's what it is. Definitely why. And in fact, actually, I was just we're out of the cold brittle winter here. However, I was driving the other day, and I don't usually have too dry of skin, but my hand was still, because it was really wind, it's been really windy lately, and I actually had such dry hand on my skin that it was getting itchy. And so I was scratching it, and I went, ooh, wait, I'm going to tear my skin. Yeah, no, I'm lacking oil. It's been blown away. It's been dried up. The oil has been, you know, maybe I've washed too much lately. Maybe I've been drying too harshly. Like, it's just not, like, we think about our skin, that's skin on the scalp. But then the scalp houses these follicles.
Correct. And some people have, you know, the fungus going on their scalp, or they have lesions that, or psoriasis. So that's
can you
irritated
talk about that?
Skin. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's irritated skin, first of all. So there's something in their shampoo that's not agreeing with them. And if you keep using the same thing, it's just going to mask the problem. Like, it's just going to, do you know what I mean? Your body becomes immune to it, and then it never corrects it. So if you, at this point, you need to add some kind of oil value to the scalp to hydrate, to sort of nourish it, give it the vitamins it's lacking. And also a cleaner diet would definitely help, like do a cleanse of some sort, so you can eliminate whatever is going on internally, but really cleanse, drink some really good water, and then use the oil, which has proprietaries of 11 unique molecule ingredients from around the world. And this oil is very, very healing and soothing. I've really helped a lot of clients with those lesions on their head and any kind of psoriasis or eczema.
Well, I'm going to ask you about dandruff in just a second, but before I say that, just because you said about the healing properties, you know what? So I just started using it. I've only done 2 washes, so I'm brand new to this. But
yes.
As you asked me, how was my experience with it? And I responded that, yes, it felt great. Oh, my gosh, it smells good, all that. But what I said was, it's my faith and belief changing. Mm-hmm. It literally is changing my vibration and my molecular structure based on my thoughts of that I believe this is good for me, because I know, like, the information that's been provided to me about, and we'll talk about that, that's everything to me. So if I even believe something was bad for me, whether it is or isn't, I'm going to have a negative response to it. And right. whether I believe, like that woman who gave it one more shot. Like, I know even with my mom, mm-hmm. where she kept trying to, she was willing to try one more thing. My gosh, this is exhausting when we're suffering and we keep giving something another try. It's like,
well, it's overwhelming too, because there's so many options out there. So how do you know what's going to work for you and what's not? Talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love your story. So, before I go too far, because I do want to just let people know what dandruff is, because I thought it was something different and then you had shared with me. So I just want everybody, I want to educate people during the show as well here. So what the heck, dandruff? And was there a difference between dandruff and dry skin?
Well, dandruff is definitely a fungus and it lives on your scalp until you pH correct the scalp. So often people tend to use Head and Shoulders, which is really not the right thing to be using. And like I said, it's just masking the problem. So we need to cleanse the scalp and correct the problem, right? We got to remove the fungus.
Okay. And is there a difference between, how does one person know if they have dandruff or dry skin?
So dry skin would be probably more irritated.
Okay.
Whereas dandruff is just the white flakes coming off, right?
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to think more. Is it cystic? Like dandruff is just all, like that's a fungus and it's kind of going to grow everywhere. It's going to, you know, hang around there. And I love that you said that. So the pH, now that's actually important. So we talk about the pH balance. So I automatically go, okay, am I acidic or am I alkaline?
And right. That too.
So we can look into like, that's the diet. That's the breathing. Because we know that by deep breathing, we alkalize the body.
I didn't know that.
I know. That's why meditation is so incredibly relaxing, because our stress creates a lot of acidity. So that's why a lot of people, when they are stressed, they're acidic, they can get dandruff. And
well, I was just going to say that. It has everything and everything to do with it. Stress. Yep.
Yes. Sure. And so when we are, that's why meditation is a huge, even just deep breathing. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand there, but the deep breathing and that awareness and mindfulness and calming down and filling the body with oxygen and alkalizing that body, you're going to be, look at that. We can each actually add to great hair just by deep breathing.
Yes. Well, yeah, I do have a testimonial about gray hair.
Okay, yes.
I'll quickly tell you, my mother is 74 and she, you know, had very fine hair. So she was using the products and I just gave her the regular treatment of shampoo and conditioner. And then she decided to use our topical spray. Well, doesn't she grow half an inch of her natural hair color around the circumference of her head? Yes.
Oh my
God. She still has new growth coming in. So we have anti-aged her follicles.
Oh,
in reversing.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. Oh my God.
She's super excited.
You know, the only time I've ever heard and seen the reversal of gray hair, and I'm being very honest because I work with a lot of people with, I think I've heard a few stories, but the only time I've seen is when dealing with some patients who have used the infrared saunas.
And
what that does is it detoxes extra deep, like super amount of deeper inches into the skin to remove toxins.
That makes sense.
I know. Now I'm getting excited because I'm thinking about what you're saying and how you keep saying it's about detoxifying, it's about cleansing. And that's the only time I've actually seen that happen. No, you have another fun story about your mom too with her eyebrows.
Yes. So she had lost through surgery, having surgery. She lost some hair, right? So that's pretty normal to expect that. And then her eyebrows had diminished from, let's say, mid-eyebrow to going towards your ears. And she used our Eye Wonder, which is a lash and eyebrow serum containing the key ingredients, once again, from Monate. And, oh, my gosh, she has new eyebrows. She's so happy.
That's exciting. That's actually really exciting.
So, because that, too, is a very confident...
Yeah.
You know, it's part of how you feel and how you look. It's not just your hair, your eyebrows, your lashes.
Yeah, it's our expression. I mean,
fine.
We've had mascara and brow pencils in this world for so long.
Yes.
And I can share this, that I had gone through, this is 20 years ago, I had gone through hormone therapy and I lost all of my eyebrow hair. And I didn't know how to correct it. I wasn't balanced back then. And so I went ahead and did permanent eyebrows, I tattooed them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Now, even if they grew back, I'm excited.
Well, exactly.
Oh my gosh. even if I could grow them back, I mean, I love the expression that I have drawn on with them. So, but that's exactly why, because we can enhance how we express ourselves. And that's really, that's the beauty about this is we step out into the world, not only to feel confident ourselves, but to instill confidence and connect with another person.
Right. And you feel like somebody's looking at you or looking at your problem areas. So you feel self-conscious if you don't have those areas where you want them to be, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that level of everything. I was going to say, when did they come out with the lash and brow?
We came out with it last year. Yeah.
Okay. And there's just been enough. So do you have any, because there's a lot of people who are doing lash extensions right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. But, and is this something that could replace it or would somebody still?
You can use it with lash extensions because the first ingredient is water. There are no oils. So apparently other products on the market have an oil-based serum. So apparently that has an effect with lash extensions, but you can use this with lash extensions. You can use this with real or no lashes, and you'll grow longer, thicker, fuller lashes. And mine have completely changed. Even my bottom lashes have grown. It's incredible. So I really enjoy putting my mascara on.
But something for it to stick to.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's what I love. I love everything about Monet because they promote a natural look. It's not anything that's altered, so to speak.
Right. Now, so before we go to commercial, when we come back, I do want to talk about hair coloring because it's been so, and I really mean, there's crazy colors and there's new normal colors and there's colors to hide gray and all this. So that's been such a predominant thing. I know even lately, like it's been really accepted and celebrated. And how fun is that? And so let's talk about that. And of course, a few more stories because I love to hear these really, you know, stories that make everybody feel good and the success stories, what hair does. And just, I also, we're going to talk a little bit, so make sure you guys come back a little bit more about the men's side of things, because it's even for the men who have had surgeries or who are contemplating surgeries and how we can prevent them from having no surgery. So when we're back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Alrighty, we are back and more on hair and how we use it to express ourselves. And Sandra, just before we left, I really do want to share this whole story and this whole show with men, because men's an interest. They're very interesting because their heads, which is very important in our world of history and everything, the shape of their skull. And I'm using that word because there's bone structure. So when they have a lot of hair, you can't see the bone structure,
right? You know, or the skull. And then when we lose it,
they might be feeling like, oh, I don't really want all this bone structure to be showing, or maybe I do, because it really has a status and a positioning in the world for men. And some look great. They're confident. They're like, hey, it's this hair. It's gone. I'll shave it. Hey, first of all, wait a second. I got a question. Does shaving the head harm the head?
Well, I don't think it harms the head. No, not at all. For some men, it's trendy right now. So they learn to accept what has happened.
Right.
So they wear it well. And, you know, I think some men look really cool with their short hair or shaved heads. But I can just imagine that it was probably emotional to get to that point, because I know my husband did have 2 hair transplants himself, so I know he's all about hair.
Right.
And, yes, and he probably would have been bald had he not done those 2 hair transplants 20 years ago. I actually watched it. It was weird. I supported him, and I went. And
is it painful? Like, is that traumatizing for both the scalp and the man, or how does that, what happens there?
It is painful, for sure, for the first 2 weeks. But then it heals, and it's all fine. So, and he's just really, he's one of those guys that started really, like, his confidence, he's worried, he's paranoid, he counts hairs. Oh, you know, they come out. And I can't blame them. I mean, once you've experienced some kind of hair loss, you worry about the next stage or how far is this going to go?
Yes. That's actually a great question. I think that we all do that. Like, when anybody, once you see a little bit of hair loss, like, ooh, wait a second. How long, how fast is this going to happen? How far will it go? Is there anything I can do? Like, we want to give people their power back.
Be preventative. That's all I have to say, is start now, no matter what. Read your label.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So 2 things. What has happened with your husband since then? Because he's had the 2 hair transplants and he does use the money now. So what has he gone through with that?
Well, it's basically thickened his hair and his, you know, he did have more hair loss in the back of his head. So his areas of, you know, somewhat baldness are filled in. So, you know, he's very content and he has way less shedding. So as a result, because we have a built-in anchoring system. So 70% of your hairs will anchor, as opposed to those 25 to 100 hairs. You will have somewhat 25 to 100 hairs falling out because your hair naturally will go through a cycle. However, with the product line and the right key ingredients, the hair will be more sustainable and stay on the head, and you will most likely not see as much on the brush and in the shower floors and what have you. So those are the phone calls and the photos that I get sent to me all the time with Monate, because people have way less shedding as a result. So that's what my husband experienced.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got the men covered. We've got, you know, we're letting people know. What about this whole beautiful expression of coloring?
Color.
We all like to play with color, but also, too, even before playing with actual color, I always brighten my blonde. Like, I feel like it's a dull blonde, so I always brighten it. I want to feel like a ray of sunshine. I want to feel like I have a halo around. So I'm always coloring blonde. Am I, is that a bad thing? Like, what about coloring is good and bad?
Well, you just need to be careful what kind of coloring agents you're using, right? Try to use a professional color if at all possible. Do have that conversation with your hairstylist. Ask them what they're using on your hair. Don't just assume that they're, just because they're in a hair salon, that, you know, like, just get a little bit educated, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to ask. And then what's key is the follow-up at home. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you using at home? That's what I want to know. What have you read the back of your ingredient content on your product that you're using on your head? Right. There are, you know, parabens, there are silicones, there are
phthalates. There are sodium lauryl sulfates in a lot of products, and that's not what's in Monate. We banned all of those ingredients, and we really have a high testing in our quality control. Every batch of our products has to pass a certain standard, and we have over 700,000 happy customers.
What? How many?
700,000 happy customers all over North America. So,
oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, that's almost a million. Oh, wow.
I know. So do read your labels. It's incredible. And, I can't say enough about that. You know, we're also vegan, gluten-free, and you know which one you love the most.
I know.
Sleeping Bunny approval.
So. I love the Sleeping Bunny. Yes, and this really truly means that, like, come on.
This is the animal thing for me. Yeah.
Gluten-free.
Cruelty-free, and so very few companies actually get to the level of receiving the Leaping Bunny stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, too, is that I know before I was really into reading my labels and putting the stuff on,
how many
of us get into that shower and we're putting whatever product on, whether it's shower gel, soap, or anything, but again, it's touching, we leave it on. What are they in the shower? They go, leave it on for 3 to 5 minutes. Well, we're leaving it on just so we can, that's going into our bloodstream.
Right.
And that's affecting our hormones. It's actually your shampoo. One shampoo could be the very thing causing the hair loss.
It could be causing the hair loss. It could be causing the eczema or dandruff.
Yeah.
You know, the irritated skin. It could be causing the dryness, and it could be counteracting against the color that your hair salon used on your head. And that's when you get breakage.
Oh.
Right. So you got to be really careful. Read your labels. Get educated.
Do a little. It's like a science experience there.
Yeah. It's like, well, you go and see a naturopathic doctor, or you work out every day, or you brush your teeth. You know, the things that we naturally want to do to enhance our health. Well, okay, you don't have to do all measures, but at least shampooing your hair, because this is your hair follicles. You're going to shampoo at least 3 times a week. At least I hope you are. So that's penetrating through your scalp on your skin. It takes 30 seconds for an ingredient to absorb into onto the skin, so, and into the bloodstream. So you want to make sure it's highly recommended.
I actually want to highlight that it's 30 seconds. It really is, because I remember whenever I was getting like a new facial scrub or something, and I would think, okay, I'm a counter, count everything. And so get in there, I'm like counting, and I get my little timer out and do everything. So with that being said about the hair color, because a lot of money is spent on color, like on hair color.
Oh, so huge.
Monate's actually come out with something that you said, or they are coming out, or they have come out with something for
color. We have introduced it. We haven't officially launched it as a product in our system yet, but it's coming. And it's color-enhancing shampoo, which is really exciting. So it's phytopigments of botanical ingredients that are going to just enhance the natural tones in your hair. So brighten your blonde, brighten your platinum. So you've just gone to the salon, you've spent X number of dollars on your platinum hair, you've put your hair through that whole process, you want to keep it sustainable and long-lasting, right? So you're going to use the color-enhancing shampoo to enhance it a couple times a week, right?
Yes, I love that. It's like really going to say, hey there, look how, like that, like what I just said to you, I want to feel like a bright light with my head.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I was years ago, I'm trying to think of how long this would have been. I'm going to go with 8 to 10 years ago. I had attended a really... It's just a cool, interesting workshop. I'm going to call it a workshop. And it was originally called a face reading. And so I thought, oh, yeah, and I'm very expressive. My eyebrow is like crazy pants. It goes up and down. And I got my big old smiles. I braid at people's faces. And so I thought, oh, wow, this would be really interesting. And so I was sitting just – listening casually about all the features of this face, and if your nose is what shape, is it pointing up or is it pointing down? Is your chin like flat on the bottom, you know, or is it pointy? And so many things really were making sense to me. And I'm like, wow, these are cool things to learn. But then there was one thing that they just brought up, and I went, okay, that's cool, because I have control of that. And that was about hair and hair reading. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God. That's so
I know.
Cool.
This is very cool. And when they started saying it again, I was really relating. And what I, this was really cool when I heard this. You know how sometimes we can go through a bad breakup or a job mm-hmm. loss, or we move, mm-hmm. or we're mm-hmm. just feeling dull and we go, you know what, I'm going to cut my hair.
I was just going to say, drastic change.
Drastic mm-hmm. change. And so what I, one of the things I always learned is that what they said about having bangs. So something that's covering your forehead. And they yes. said that the forehead is where what we're intellectualizing things, we're learning things. It's our, also it's our memory storage mm-hmm. bank. It's our minds. So
right.
a couple things I remember, and I don't even have the notes, but I just remember when they said sometimes what will happen is I know that when I'm getting ready, I've got to study, I've got to learn something, I can't think if there's hair touching my forehead. I have to put a headband on.
Oh my gosh, me too. Me too.
Yep. And you got to put it up like, oh, here's a ponytail, where's the headband? No, I got to think, clear everything, like, right? You wipe mm-hmm. off your face, mm-hmm. your forehead. And so I mm-hmm. thought, okay, that really makes sense. And then they said, which I found even more interesting, because you think, okay, I relate to that. Then they explained why. They said that hair can hold memory, like the vibration of memory. And so...
No. That yes. makes sense. Everything does, though, doesn't it?
Yes. And so what they were saying, so if you have bangs, mm-hmm. which are holding mm-hmm. a story or a vibrational pattern, and it's interfering with your forehead, your brain, your
oh.
thinking power, right, right? So it's your...
That like, makes thought, sense.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever? And so, and then it's funny because they were saying how sometimes when we want to let loose and come off to people as a little bit more adventurous or fun and not so serious, that's when we what? Let our hair down.
Yeah.
Love it. So I was thinking, okay, there's got to be more to this because I've always remembered that. So
yeah.
I looked
super
it up.
Super interesting.
I know. We kept thinking, okay. I've got, and then what do they call them? They call them dead ends. Like if we think about all the language
yeah.
that we – you know,
it's blocking the energy flow.
Right. And if you have dead ends, and I'm taking a leap here, but if it's dead ends and it's dry and say we can't have the flow, it's stuck. If our memories and that vibration get stuck and we're stagnant and it's on our heads and it's interfering with that vibration, like that, to me, that's just like a complete.
That's huge.
The hair's
great analogy. I love it.
So I wanted to share a couple things that I did look up because I thought this was really neat. So the Chinese have a really fun, they do all kinds with Chinese face reading and the meridians, right? Like your meridians
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to just read a few little things because we do have 3 minutes and I'm going to read this quick one. They're going to their thing saying black hair means strong-willed, intense, and dominant. That's a really cool thing. And
mm-hmm.
they say soft, silky hair shows a person who is physically delicate and emotionally sensitive, while coarse hair indicates strong physical drive, stubbornness, and quick recuperative powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love this one because you're saying people with curly hair are ambitious,
uh-oh.
Outgoing, energetic.
Yay! I love it.
I thought that was like, oh. And so, and also when, so somebody who has curly hair and then straightens it is going to have a different energy level and vice versa.
True.
I like
my hair straight though.
Yes. But don't you take on a different bit of an attitude perhaps?
Definitely. Yeah. More confident.
Yes, it's a weird, like that's a sturdier.
It's weird.
To go on, with the bald head in China, it was considered as a sign of exceptional intelligence. And what did we just say about if we cover the head, it's less thinking and intelligent. So
right.
I just find it so, oh my goodness, I think it's just so incredible, right? How it's all said like that.
That's
and
a different perspective.
Yes, and how we look at other people when we say that, because there's, you know, the worst thing to hear somebody say or whisper behind somebody's back is, oh gosh, what is she doing with her hair? Like, oh, you know.
Sadly, people do talk like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so we still have two and a half minutes, but I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
if you'd like to share, first of all, how we can get in touch with you and hear more, just even watch your videos, because I want to tell everybody to watch your videos and to learn more about Monet, how would we get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can either text me, call me, email me. So I do have a YouTube video subscription. So Sandra Dido is how I go by. And you can call me or message me with my number.
You can say your number, but actually, you know what? We love Facebook. Facebook is...
Yeah, I was just going to say Facebook.
Is it a full name, DiDomenico,
yes.
or is it...
So it's
okay.
Sandra DiDomenico. So DiDomenico. And I'd be more than happy to help anyone. And I do have an Instagram. It's Hair Wellness Expert with Sandra Dido.
I love that because there's going to be so many pictures there, aren't there?
Yes. So, yeah.
And my business page on Facebook as well is Hair Wellness Expert. So it's all tied in together. You can either find me under Sandra Dito or Hair Wellness Expert.
I love that. And I love that you're a hair wellness expert. Like, I did not think,
yes.
In the beginning, I was like, oh, could we talk about hair for an hour? I'm like, oh, yes, we sure could.
Yes, and I'm happy to do that. I offer free consultations via phone or in person, Skype, through Messenger, however you'd like, 15 minutes. We'll talk about you and all about your hair issues and what you would love to conquer, and we'll find the right solution for you.
I love that. And I'll be sharing my story about money as I go along. And I've got
your journey.
Yes, and I have some friends and family who are also trying this out. And just because I want to share the success and I want to share the, like, I can't imagine sometimes that I could vibrate higher, but I absolutely could. So
amazing.
Oh, well, I'm just so, you know what, we could endlessly talk about stories and stuff, but I just want to say a big thank you. Everybody, get in touch with me. If you can't remember Sandra, then you come to see Lisa Berry on Facebook, Light on Living. We're going to be there for everything. And I just hope that everybody's feeling like there's a solution out there. And that they could have fun, they could repair, and everybody just always think, you know what, having wellness is inside and out, and we want you to fall in love with your hair and fall in love with everything. So, Sandra, thank you so much
and
for
love
having
yourself. Yes,
yes, and love yourself.
Exactly. It's so important to love yourself, right? So,
yes. Okay. So,
and thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. This was great.
Thank you. Okay. We'll talk soon to everybody. Okay. Bye.
Bye.